True, the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from the series of today's special from IRB English Radio. Since we're approaching the days of 40th day of martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, this very show, inshallah, is going to be dedicated to this topic. So, brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to offer our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, place where angels cry, while little children die. Hussein said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They come there to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein.
Today's Sunday is the 14th of Safar, 1441 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Mehr, 1398 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of October 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, in this part of the show, we are trying to bless the show with some verses of the Holy Quran, verses 27 to 30 of Surah Al-Fajr, chapter of Fajr.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb.
To the righteous it will be said, O reassured soul, return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him. And enter among my righteous servants. And enter my paradise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. And now a quick look at these very beautiful verses of this surah. It is interesting to note that a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which is cited in Al-Kafi, says that one of his companions asked whether a believer may become discontented when his soul is being taken. He alayhi salam replied, "By Allah, no. When the angel of death comes to take his soul, the believer shows the restlessness. And the angel says, O lover of Allah, be not upset. by He who has appointed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to prophethood, I am more sympathetic to you than a kind father. Look carefully.
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
By performing the Ziyarah of Arba'een, we pledge that we will continue to follow the path of justice and righteousness and will reject injustice and speak up against the oppressors of the time. In a sense, we make a promise to continue to mold our lives according to the teaching of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. But why is it that we mourn and remember Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam for a period of 40 days? Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the earth mourns the death of a believer for 40 mornings. Therefore, it appears that the deceased should be remembered and mourned over for a period of 40 days.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. We are approaching the 40th of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is called Arba'een. When we look at this ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when we look at Arba'een, we see that how is it possible to feed, say, 20 million, 30 million people? How is it possible to give shelter to 20, 30 million people? This, if was a task, if a government was tasked to do this, it would maybe be impossible for a government to do such a thing in terms of logistics. Because this is the will of the people, because this is done out of sheer love for Imam Hussein, we see that he himself, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he himself helps and facilitates all the needs of his visitors. So in terms of logistics, it is a miracle for us to see that 20, 30 million people are being fed. 20, 30 million people are having shelter. And this shows us that when people gather and they have one goal and they have one thing in their mind, when they gather together and are united, that they could do things that even governments cannot do. And this is done out of people's own expense. It is something very, is something voluntary. When you go to the country of Iraq and you see people that are many times their financial situation is not that great, but they give in the way of Imam Hussein and Arba'een in a way that you think they're millionaires. So this again is another miracle that you see that people out of love of Imam Hussein are giving from Najaf all the way, even from earlier, from even the borders of the countries, you see that there are places where food is distributed, water, and whatever a zawar or za'ir needs, or whatever a visitor needs is facilitated for them. This is because that humans are gathering with one goal, with one purpose, out of love for Imam Hussein. And this for us is a lesson to learn that inshallah, in the same way you'll see people will reunite for the love of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajah. And we see that this could be a prelude to the coming of Imam Mahdi, because people are gathering, people are sacrificing, people are respecting one another, people are giving the most respect to the visitor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Some parts of Ziyarat Warith of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
السلام عليكم يا أنصار أبي محمد الحسن بن علي الولي الناصح. السلام عليكم يا أنصار أبي عبد الله بأبي أنتم وأمي طبتم وطابت الأرض التي فيها دفنتم وفزتم فوزا عظيما فيا ليتني كنت معكم فأفوز معكم.
Peace be upon all of you, all the helpers of Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali, the sincere, pure and faithful saint. Peace be upon all of you, all the helpers of Abu Abdullah, my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Verily, you were pure, therefore the land wherein you are buried has been purified. You also attained your end and won great fortune. Would that we were with you, so that we could also share the accomplishment with you. Arba'een procession and its importance. Dear brothers and sisters, as you see in the society these days, most of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam trying to reach themselves to procession of Arba'een from Najaf to Karbala, and many people have the tawfiq to join these people and to join this procession and try to be there in the 40th day of martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein as loyal companions in Karbala. Prophets and Imams alayhim salam are the vivid examples and leaders that the true mu'mins or believers should practically follow. The example of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is the lesson of uprising against tyranny and injustice, the movement of honorable believers who preferred martyrdom to humiliation, and who have shown us what it means not to surrender. Islam is not the religion of self-humiliation. Islamic patience as in obtaining a victory over tyrants and transgressors and relying on Allah. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has said, death with dignity is better than a life of humiliation. So by performing the ziyarat of Arba'een and Arba'een procession, we pledge that we will continue to follow the path of justice and righteousness and will reject injustice and speak up against the oppressors of the time.
As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope to see all of you inshallah on the way of Najaf to Karbala in the Arba'een procession. Okay, till our next show, dear brothers and sisters, I leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
As-salam.